From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today is the grand opening of a new skyscraper in downtown Atlanta. The building is part of a mini-city called Atlantic Station that's just nearing completion. The complex is located on the site of what was once a steel mill. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that it's one of the country's largest developments on a former industrial site.
Jim Jacoby looks at a former steel mill the way a pastry chef looks at sugar, flour, butter, and eggs. He sees potential.
Well, this was a steel mill since 1901, and at one time it was the largest employer in the state. And, you know, a great percentage of the population of Atlanta has a tie-in with Atlantic Steel. They used to have their own baseball team. You know, it was a community.
Jacoby hopes the site will soon be a community again. He's chairman of the Atlantic Station development. And after 6 years and thousands of meetings, Jacoby is on one of the top floors in his new skyscraper, surveying the work below.
Yeah, you can see IKEA all the way at the end where the construction's going on. And there's a pond. And, you know, we could have little concerts around the pond on a weekend or a...
He points to a concrete pad that will soon house a department store, a supermarket, and a multiplex theater. There's also housing throughout the site.
So I think this is what the public is looking for, this live, work, and play. And, you know, like I said, I had a great canvas to start with.
A great canvas may not be an obvious description of this site. It was on the market for more than 20 years before Jacoby bought it. The problem is that Atlantic Steel is a brownfield, a site that requires environmental cleanup before anyone can build on it. The ground beneath Atlantic Steel sucked up a century's worth of toxic chemicals before the company left. Deborah Lang is the director of the Brownfield Center at Carnegie Mellon University. She says despite the environmental drawbacks, brownfields can be attractive places to develop.
Typically, brownfields are in good locations. They are situated close to highways, close to rivers, close to the population. So generally, the location supports development.
They often have utility lines running through them already, so that can be an asset. But there are also surprises.
In the process of beginning site preparation work for the redevelopment of a brownfield, oftentimes we've run into buried foundations and even unusual things like buried railroad cars.
There were no buried railroad cars at Atlantic Steel. There were plenty of other challenges, though.
One of them was the development of the environmental assessment of the site.
Stan Myberg is the Southeast Regional Director for the Environmental Protection Agency.
That normally is done by the Federal Highway Administration, and the Federal Highway Administration came to us and said, look, we can't get this done on the timetable that is needed to get the bridge moving forward, and can you help? And we helped in the development of that environmental assessment.
Everyone involved in this project says interagency cooperation was key to its success. That's one of the remarkable things about Atlantic Station. Local government agencies, better known for infighting and bureaucracy than cooperation and efficiency, came together to make the project happen. They called themselves the Green Light Team. Atlantic Station Chairman Jacoby says one of the key things the team did was approve an overpass, traversing the highway to connect downtown Atlanta with Atlantic Station.
It's the Yellow Bridge, as people call it. I call it the Yellow Brick Road to the Emerald City.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News.